Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Starlink is now leveraging its latest satellite technology and a landmark frequency deal with EchoStar to deliver fast internet directly to smartphones amid regulatory scrutiny. Deutsche Bahn has launched a collaborative project with Telefónica and other key telecom players to achieve gigabit in-train connectivity on long-distance routes. And Vodafone is rapidly expanding its gigabit network, which now connects over 29 million households and businesses across Germany.
The top news report provides an update on a significant development in satellite communications as detailed by Welt.de. The article explains that the latest satellites from Starlink are already technically capable of delivering fast internet directly to smartphones without the need for additional ground equipment. It is outlined that SpaceX, the operator behind Starlink, has advanced its service capabilities by securing the necessary radio frequencies through a deal worth approximately $17 billion with the satellite company EchoStar. The report further clarifies that Starlink, which has been launching satellites since last year, had previously been dependent on traditional mobile network operators due to the lack of frequency rights. With this acquisition, the potential to directly serve mobile users significantly increases. Additionally, the article from Welt.de notes that EchoStar is under regulatory pressure from the U.S. Telecommunications Commission, FCC, following complaints by SpaceX regarding underutilized satellite and mobile frequencies. Recently, EchoStar sold frequency rights to the telecom giant AT&T for $25 billion, underscoring the high stakes and competitive nature of frequency allocation in the industry. This development is of interest to stakeholders in the advanced mobile connectivity space and offers useful context in an increasingly dynamic regulatory landscape for companies such as O2 Telefónica.
The Pioneer, through an extensive analysis presented by Gabor Steingart, draws sharp contrasts between the approaches of Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump in current geopolitical events. It outlines that while Putin pursues a war-driven strategy, investing in armaments and accepting heavy losses, Trump appears to be aiming for peace with limited success and unclear methods. The article revisits historical paradigms such as the Marshall Plan and the formation of NATO, demonstrating how these strategic decisions have shaped modern confrontations and deterrence policies, including the Cold War arms buildup. A further discussion touches on modern challenges ranging from the impact of U.S. immigration enforcement on international investments to the dwindling market share of Tesla in its home country, using the metaphor of a star's decline to illustrate industry struggles. Additionally, the article highlights broader societal debates, including legislative reviews of pandemic management and cultural events like the Literary Colloquium, thereby weaving a complex narrative that situates current international and domestic issues within a historical continuum.
Markt and Mittelstand reports on Deutsche Bahn's initiative to upgrade in-train internet connectivity during long-distance travel. The article explains that passengers have experienced unstable mobile networks and Wi-Fi connections, particularly on long stretches such as those in Brandenburg and the tunnels between Hanover and Würzburg. To address these issues, Deutsche Bahn, together with technology companies and mobile network providers, has launched a project to provide data rates of up to 1 gigabit per second. A test project is underway on a route between Karo and Malchen, using an upgraded ICE train fitted with advanced measurement equipment to assess the performance of various 5G frequency combinations at speeds up to 140 kilometers an hour. Notably, the collaborative efforts include major telecommunications firms such as Telefónica, Deutsche Telekom, LNL, and Vodafone, underlining a comprehensive approach to modernizing connectivity solutions in rail travel.
A recent article by Welt.de reports on the CDU's demand for enhanced digital child protection following the shocking case involving the suspected Hamburg pedophile known as White Tiger. The report explains that the incident, in which the suspect allegedly exploited digital platforms to manipulate and abuse children, and ultimately led to the suicide of a 13-year-old and a suicide attempt by a 14-year-old, has shaken Hamburg. According to the article, the CDU intends to propose a motion in the Hamburg Parliament's first session after the summer break, which calls for the establishment of an expert commission to develop preventive measures for online risks that children and teenagers face on social media, online games, and streaming platforms. Further, the report from WeltD details that the CDU's proposal includes the expansion of child and youth therapy services and victim counseling centers, alongside a call for more robust legal frameworks to empower the police. In addition to these measures, the article emphasizes the need to modernize law enforcement capabilities by introducing AI-driven facial recognition and establishing a centralized cybercrime unit similar to models already in place in North Rhine-Westphalia and Bavaria. The narrative underlines that such structural enhancements in both child protection and law enforcement are deemed necessary in light of the evolving challenges posed by digital spaces, making this a pivotal issue for political and regulatory considerations.
The article published by Telterif.ide examines recent developments involving 1&1 and Freenet, focusing on how Freenet's tariff strategies are affecting market dynamics. The discussion centers on Freenet's new CEO, Robin Harries, who previously oversaw new customer growth at 1&1 Telecommunications SE and Drilledlik Online GmbH from 2018 to 2024. In an interview with Wirtschaftswoche, as reported by Telterif.de, Harries outlines a strategic approach where Freenet may view 1&1 not as an adversary, but as a potential partner. He emphasizes that while 1&1's strategy of developing its own network creates value and independence, it is inherently risky due to significant investments, whereas Freenet benefits from remaining flexible by avoiding such long-term infrastructural commitments. Furthermore, the article highlights that customers are increasingly seeking straightforward mobile tariff plans with fair pricing and no hidden complications, a principle upon which Freenet bases its diverse portfolio of brands. This narrative underscores the competitive tension in the telecommunications sector, while also hinting at an opportunity for strategic collaboration that could enhance market positioning for all parties involved.
A recent article by computerbuild.de highlights significant progress made by Vodafone in its gigabit network expansion, which now covers over 29 million households and businesses and reaches more than 70% of the German population. The report explains that this achievement is the result of a dual strategy involving both the expansion of the company's own infrastructure and strategic partnerships. Notably, a cooperation with OXG Glasfaser GmbH has led to 1 million new fiber optic connections being activated across 39 cities, including major centers such as Berlin, Hamburg, Cologne, and Stuttgart, accelerating the broadband rollout. The article further details that for households where the fiber installation is still ongoing, Vodafone offers an interim solution that provides gigabit speeds through the existing cable network and promises a seamless transition to full fiber connectivity along with number porting, ensuring continuous and uninterrupted service. Looking ahead, the article by computerbuild.de outlines Vodafone's ambitious future plans to work with OXG to install up to 7 million new FTTH connections, a move aimed at establishing a nationwide, sustainable, and high-performance gigabit network that will fortify Germany's digital infrastructure.
The Frankfurter Rundschau reports on the critical situation emerging as Microsoft prepares to discontinue support for Windows 10 on 13th of October. The article explains that the termination of security updates will leave millions of PCs in companies and private households increasingly exposed to cyber threats. It draws a comparison with the early days of the corona pandemic, emphasizing how rapid changes led to a surge in demand for new devices, now echoed in the need to migrate to Windows 11, or another alternative such as Linux or macOS. The article, quoting IT expert Dominic Lutzen, underlines that the process of updating is both costly and complicated, especially for larger organizations where reinstallation of software, reconfiguration of server connections, and testing of interfaces become necessary. It also warns that failure to upgrade in time could lead to severe breaches of security, potentially exposing sensitive data and inviting attacks similar to the infamous WannaCry incident, making it essential for companies to act promptly.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.